And now we get to Rockland, and I believe this includes Owl's Head as well. So you see Owl's Head here. With Rockland, you can sort of see a lot. There's not much writing here because this was already developed, but the developed land is really, really pushing out here, really filling in. And yeah, this town lost about almost a quarter of its forest, about 23%, 4.5 miles, square miles. Lost almost a quarter in the past 20 years, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Lost a good bit of its agriculture too, and changed about 45, increased about 45% in developed land, about 3.2 square miles. Seen some wetlands too, about 1.5 square miles, and some grasslands. And again, this is all where there was forest cover, and it transitioned into this.
And you're saying the population has dropped by?
Yeah, the population, the pyramid population, has actually dropped. It went from about, I think it was about 7,900 to about 7,200 people
right.
in the past 20
exactly.
years, mm-hmm. about 8%, which is really interesting. I think.
Mm-hmm. I think it's more.
Next is Thomaston, South Thomaston. Very colorful map here. It's a little all over the place, but yeah, they lost almost 6 square miles, about almost 40% of its forest. Saw an increase of almost 3 square miles in wetlands, 2 square miles of grasslands, and about a mile and a half. 1.5 square miles of developed land, which was almost 80, a little over 80% of what it was, 80% increase in what it was in 92. So it was pretty small. And you can sort of, believe this is the airport right here,
mm-hmm.
and you can see sort of the areas right around it have become, more developed, or just more pavement, right around it, and some grasslands too. The population of these towns has also dropped by about 16%. I forget the exact numbers, but yeah, it's dropped about a little over 500 people in the past 20 years.
I wonder if that was when they moved to prison.
Good point.
Well, they were permanent residents.
Yeah, that is true. They do count on the census. This is true.
Oh, very good.
And the last time I looked at it, definitely, was Final Haven, which we saw already, but it's lost about 6 square miles of forest cover. It's about 22%. But it really only got more developed, a little less than a square mile. I know 250% is a lot, increase, but it wasn't very much to begin with. Even 1 square mile is a lot of length. And a lot of the forest turned into grasslands as well, and some wetlands. And while the permanent population's only gone up about 8%, I do imagine that the summertime population has shot up. Now,
what is that island at the bottom of Vinyl Haven there that has the red on it there?
This one?
Yeah. What's that one called? Is it?
Was this the
Hurricane
one
Island?
That's a Hurricane Island's a little island further out. I'm not sure.
Looks like it's gotten a bit of development there.
Yeah.
Hurricane Island. Yeah. Because they're. They're expanding organization, and I think it's a good thing. So,
I can't think of the island. Linda Bean just bought it, and it's very developed. It's got for an island.
In what town? Off what?
It's not a township, but it's an island.
Yeah.
These are all townships.
Well, this is two of them. There's
North Haven
and Vinyl Haven.
Vinyl Haven's.
Well, I know she bought an island off Port Clyde.
Off Port Clyde, right. I was thinking we were down.
Down at the other end of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does look like the city, the downtown of Vinyl Haven has certainly been the growth there, that mm-hmm. lower right corner.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty obvious where it's, where most of this development is being centered here.
Get out there and see the windmill, walk up to the windmill.
Mm-hmm. Some conclusions, some overall things about some of this data. As far as forest cover goes,
I found substantial deforestation in all the town clips you've seen. You know, I think, you know, most or many square miles, you know, at least 4 or 5. Add up to over 30 square miles of deforestation with the towns I mentioned, with an average of almost a quarter, you know, for all of them. Another thing that I thought was pretty interesting that doesn't have to do with the urban growth, but still has to do with deforestation is, emergence of grasslands and wetlands, both about 12 and 13 square miles, respectively, which is interesting because there really just wasn't a lot of grassland cover or wetland cover at all in 1992. There was a little bit here and there, but just not much at all.
I wonder if there was a lot of wet forests, that is, that are mm-hmm. that are where the moose go tramping around because it's basically like swamps full of trees.
Yeah, that definitely counts as wetland. Because, part of the wetlands are, the classifications as the Davis that I was using describes them is, woody wetlands and emergent wetlands. So these aren't necessarily, you know, what you might think of as like something in Florida, you know, down by the bayou. But, you know, they are wet, you know, and, they've increased greatly.
So if you're taking down acres of trees mm-hmm. that probably had wetland in there to begin with, without the trees, the wetland is going to expand?
Yeah, most likely. Most likely. Hmm.
How many acres to a mile?
640? 640 rings a bell, but I won't.
And if an acre is square, how many feet on a side? Because I have...
I didn't do the calculations.
Anyway, it's just...
We could... hold on 1 second. We could look this up.
That's right. We're in the time of smartphones.
Yeah, 640. You're right. 640 acres in a square mile. So that's forest cover. And for urban growth, so sort of mentioned, the growth in developed land and the percentage of that is much higher and doesn't really align with the growth of population. It would be very interesting to look at the growth in summer populations, which I'm sure would be a lot, which I hypothesize at least might be a little bit more in line with the growth. On average, these towns increased by about 85% of what they were. I mean, that's a lot. That's almost double the impervious surfaces and just general development. Over 12 square miles of this urban growth, while the average town population actually decreased by about 2% of permanent residents in these. So I'm thinking that a lot of this development is largely for tourism, commercial, and industrial purposes rather than permanent residences.
Yes. One thing I think that makes the difference here is we have so many people that don't winter here. They're mm-hmm. permanent residences here, in theory. But they have to stay in Florida 6 months and a day
uh-huh.
to get the benefit of the inheritance tax. Their homes are here. They live here.
Mm-hmm.
But they play with that number, so we lose them as residents.
Mm-hmm.
And this is definitely where they live, on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that plays a huge part.
They're called smokers, right?
Plays a definite part in the decrease in mm-hmm. our population mm-hmm. is that they're now residents of some other state.
And they only come here in the summer, so they're not. Yeah, this is all census information, you know, so it kind of depends, too, like when they come and, you know, go door to door and see how many people live there. And if they do it, I think they usually do it in, like, October and November, where people might already be
left.
So.
Only in theory, they've gone to Florida for 6 months and a day so that they get the inheritance tax. Now, there's no inheritance tax in Florida.
And Maine loses the income tax also?
Yes.
Because they're not permanent residents.
That's right.
But they were once.
Yes.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be a population decline.
That's right.
These are not summer people.
No.
So, and